Good evening. Don't turn the channels. Yes, you have tuned in to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. And today is Classical Music Day. So get your ears tuned in, for this is what you're going to hear throughout the service. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, you've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. We're emanating from Baltimore, Maryland, United States, North America. My Hispanic friend said Norte America. Hallelujah. Western Hemisphere, planet Earth. Our contact information, you want to write us, you want to give a prayer request, or a comment, or you even want to sow into our ministry, you can write us. The Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Let me do that again. And you can abbreviate it and say the Potter's House Church, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. All right. And if you'd like to call us after the program is over, 5 o'clock, you can do so, 410-444-5152. Again, that's 410-444-5152. God bless you. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, and Pastor Peaches is on special assignment, but I expect her any moment now. God bless you. So glad to have you tune in to us wherever you are in North Carolina, Oregon, Washington State, California, hallelujah, South Carolina, Georgia, Massachusetts. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, China, Germany, Hong Kong, the Philippines, hallelujah. Wherever you are, Africa, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Per usual, the first portion of our International Victory Service is dedicated to the 1,000 pastors throughout the world, those who are sowing into our ministry, those who have aligned themselves to. We thank God for all of you, those in Africa, Asia, and hallelujah, Europe, and in the islands of the Pacific, and in the Caribbean, and South America, and North America. God bless you. We love you today. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for these pastors and pastors elect and leaders and those who are standing in the office of a leader or a pastor in their local congregations. We thank you, O God, for them. We ask, O God, that you have blessed them. We send mercy and grace of God upon them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, bless their socks off, O God. Give them what they need, O God. Meet them at the point of their need in the name of Jesus Christ, and then give them superabundantly above. And we thank you, God. We bless your name, and we praise your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And again, this is the Pastor's Corner, a small segment of the victory celebration on today. And we want to share with you, leaders and pastors elect, that when someone makes a mistake, a misstep, a faux pas, or have a failure, I share this with you. Deal with them with love, not with the hammer, not with a shotgun, Jesus, but deal with them in love. Treat them as if you are Christ's representatives, and you must show Christ to them. Oh, that's right. You are. Hallelujah. There will be mistakes made in your ministry by you and others. And yes, there are consequences of mistakes. There are rewards of doing it right. We do understand that. But we have one that was crucified. We don't need to crucify somebody because they made a mistake. What we do, we put our hand up and we help them up. And we share with them that the problem is not making mistakes. The problem or the conundrum is whether you're going to learn from that mistake. And that is what we want you to do as leaders, to love somebody doing whatever their responsibility is, doing it right, not crucifying them or banging them every time they go left when they should have went right. Share with them, oh, God has redeemed us from all our falling shorts. Hallelujah. And so we can do the same. And we're going to redeem you from making that mistake. And share with them what happened. Go to them, do not approach them with your emotions. I know you're tempted. As we've said so many times, your emotions are just highlighters to highlight what's going on in your life. But your emotions are not to lead you or guide you. You're not supposed to speak with your emotions unless it's a positive emotion. Somebody comes and gives you a cashier's check for $1 million. Yes, you can speak. You probably speak in tongues, or y'all, we might have to pick you up from the floor. But if there's a negative situation, and you have negative emotions, calm yourself down. The fruit of the Spirit, the last two fruits of the Spirit has to do with control. See, meekness is not weakness. That's strength under control. Temperance is your emotions under control. Hallelujah, glory to God. In other words, the control factor is important. And you notice that it's on the end. Again, I share this analogy with you. Your emotions are like the tail that the dog wags or the cat wags. And if you ever see a dog and his tail is where his eyes should be, and his eyes are where his tail should be, take that picture, catch that rascal, you are an instant billionaire. My goodness. Your emotions are highlighted, just like that highlighter that you used when you were in high school or in college, and your professor or your instructor told you to highlight this portion of the text. It wasn't the text. It was more to it, but highlight this portion. It's a highlighter. When you see the dog's tail or cat's tail up in the air and straight up, that dog is happy. When you see it down, you see a cat's tail down, you see the dog, it's either fear, anger, or they're getting ready to pounce. And I suggest that you get to stepping or you do something so that you won't be the object of their disaffection. Yes. Again, do not allow your emotions to dictate what you do. You're supposed to be led by the what? Oh, come on, say it out loud. You're supposed to be led by what? Yes, the Spirit. Psalms, I've said this many times. You probably know this scripture by heart yourself. Psalms 37:23 says, the steps of a good man, or the steps of a mankind, is ordered by the Lord. A good person is ordered by the Lord. You should allow your steps to be dictated to you by God, by the Spirit of the living God, not by your feelings and your emotions. They made me mad, and I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. That's what you're actually doing, giving somebody a piece of your mind, and you're going to be lacking something after you finish, either friendship, fellowship, or you might even be lacking yourself, because many people got angry with somebody, and they got angry with the wrong person, and they took them out. Jesus. Hopefully that doesn't happen in the church. But bottom line, as a leader, your emotions are to be under control. As a leader, your feelings are not supposed to lead you. The Spirit of the living God is supposed to lead you. Hallelujah. That's your nuggets for today. That's the pastor's corner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, some of you that tuned in a little late or you tuned in and you heard some classical music. Yeah, we're dealing with classical music today. That's right. You heard it. We're dealing with some classical music. So watch out now. Thank you, Pastor, for listening to the Pastor's Corner. I decree and declare the blessings of the Lord upon you. His grace and mercy. I decree and declare that people will give to your bosom to help your ministry flourish and grow and be built up and lifted up. I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Job 22:28 says, you can decree a thing and it shall be established. I decree it and it is established. So watch out. Be expected. Look for the blessings of the Lord to come upon you and overtake you. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. You have the right station. You did not air. This is the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. And we just finished our pastor's corner on today. And yes, you've been hearing some classical music. Why? Well, there are a lot of reasons why, but I'm just going to just dub today Classical Music Day. Because sometimes we have to broaden our horizons. Is that all right? Glory to God. You know, sometimes we have to deal with long hair music, especially those fellas that don't have any hair. I'm not going to talk about myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But thank you so much for tuning in. Major Brad Govard, down in North Carolina, God bless you for tuning in today. And Isabel, your wife, God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you, Jerry from Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and Dorothy from Tarboro, North Carolina. And Overseer Nevins, I don't know where you are in North Carolina, but I know you're in North Carolina. And don't forget Tony in Georgia. And Ricky in South Carolina. God bless you all. And Sterling, hallelujah, out there in Portland, Oregon. Hallelujah. How you doing out there, brother? All right. God bless you. Love you, brother. Hallelujah. And Reggie in Baltimore and David. I don't know where David is. David might be in Delaware. I don't know. David, God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Danya in Baltimore and Tiffany in Baltimore. My goodness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Barry, I don't know where you are, but God bless you. Love you, buddy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Minister Linda Blackwell, God bless you. Minister Linda Blackwell is chairman of the Hello Precious program that we have, what we call seniors and disabled folk who live by themselves or with benefit from an encouraging word from a mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. So we do that. Hallelujah. We thank God for that program. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland, God bless you. And Pastor Don, your pastor, God bless you. Hallelujah. And QB Stevenson, God bless you. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer, God bless you. I love you now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cynthia. Hallelujah. Dominique and Justin. God bless you. Regina Bruce. God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Jane. God bless you. Apostle Dustin Harper. God bless you. Apostle Kevin Barber and Pastor Shelley Barber. God bless you. Pastor Maxine and Theodis Lee. God bless both of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Angie Harris. A superhero woman of God, Angie Harris, and Yvette and Mother Harris, and a superhero, mighty man of valor, Ronald Harris. God bless you today. Hallelujah. Love y'all. Glory to God. Love you all. Hallelujah. Sister Rachel. Hi, baby sister. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Stephanie. And Raymond Banks down in North Carolina. Raymond Banks, wave to me. Hallelujah. I can't see you, but I take it you're waving anyhow. Hallelujah. And Denise Brown, God bless you. And then Anisha Brown and David Brown, God bless you. And Miss Mady, God bless you. Glory to God. Wow, look at these folks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Miss Foster, God bless you. And Felicia, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we have a whole bunch of folk in the camp today. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Sonia Journey, God bless you. Pastor Viola Wright, God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Retired nurse, hallelujah. Lorena Johnson, God bless you, dear. Mother Bertha Marie Johnson, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for all of you. Look, before we get into our service, we want to just do a little bit of housekeeping suggestions. Get yourself a pen, pencil, mind your marker flare. and something to write on, because we're going to be giving you some scriptures and some words today. You want to keep notes. We recommend getting a composition notebook so you can keep all the notes and everything together, and the scriptures, so you can go back and refer back to them every time you want to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And Sonia Johnson, God bless you too. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Elaine Walls and Aaron Walls, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Leroy Calvary, God bless you. And Julie Walton, oh my goodness. Julie Walton, Ava and Anna, God bless you. Stephanie and Dominique and Desiree and Monica, God bless you. Brother Tavon and Brother Earl, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Dwight Smith and First Lady Linda Smith and Sandra Owens, God bless you. And James Kelly, God bless you. Hallelujah. Shirley, hallelujah. God bless you. Thank God for all of you tuned in. And we want to also suggest that you're going to have communion. You're going to be taking it in just a few minutes. So get some bread or some crackers or a piece of toast and something to drink, juice or water, whatever, because we're going to do a Holy Communion, because that's the meal that heals. And I suggest that you call everyone that you know who's sick, who needs a healing right now, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing right now, to call them and give them the number to call in to be a part of this healing explosion today. 515-602-9787. Give them that number. Oh, you know the number you call. Hi, Sister Sheila from Jesus. God bless you. Prophet Cynthia, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bishop Carl Pierce and Bart Pierce, God bless you. Bishop Vernon McBride, hallelujah. Bishop Saunders, God bless you. Lois McMicken, God bless you. McMillan, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Sherry Wilfong, God bless you. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that have tuned in to this service on today, because you're going to get blessed. Hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah, we thank God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, you have tuned into the right station. This is Radio 2. This is the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd, and I want to just thank you for tuning in. God bless each and every one of you. Hallelujah. We love you. We thank you for the many, glory to God. We thank you for the many, love gifts that you've sent us. We thank you, Lord, for coming from the north, east, south, and west. Hallelujah. We thank you. This is good ground. You know it's good ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My wife is head of our ministry to the homeless and ministry to other folks. And we serve over 1,000 meals per week, not per month, per week. We flow, hallelujah, Thanksgiving, hallelujah. We were instrumental. My wife is the head of this thing, and she was instrumental in making contacts, which allowed 40 people for Thanksgiving to get a gift card for $50 each to Safeway so they can buy a ham or a turkey or spare ribs or whatever they wanted for Thanksgiving. That was $2,000 they sold into this ministry, into my wife and her cons. It's been a blessing. And we thank God for Pastor Jason Roseberg. God bless you. Sherry Roseberg, Sherry, God bless you both. They're giving out food on a daily basis. They go around maybe two or three times a week taking food to people's homes. Hallelujah. And they pulled us into it, and they delivered boxes of food to us, and we disseminated that as well. We don't play games with what Jesus said. We just go ahead and do it. And, he's not going on TV and saying, this is what we're doing. I'm just giving a shout-out to him. Because he's doing this. He's in full-time ministry. And that's what he's done. He blesses people all the time. So give a shout-out to Pastor Jason Roseboro. Hallelujah. And Charlene Roseboro and the church. For such a time as this church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all of you that tuned in. Hallelujah. Father God, we do thank you for this opportunity to share with your people. Holy Spirit, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading, guiding us, and having on the listening side of this broadcast those that you wish to be there, to be listening to it. We thank you, oh God, that you are going to meet them at the point of their need. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, that your grace and your mercy abounds today. Your healing abounds today. We thank you, Lord, for blessing every family that's represented in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Even every city, every country that's represented. Hallelujah. Is hearing my voice now. We thank you, O God. Bless them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now we are going to do our Old Testament scripture and then our New Testament scripture. The Old Testament scripture, you probably know it by heart. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And I'm going to paraphrase this. You know, where the Lord came unto Jeremiah and said, hey, Jeremiah, go on down to the potter's house. And there I will cause you to hear my word. And Jeremiah got to stepping, and he went down to the potter's house. And there he saw the potter working a work on the wheel. And the work that he was working was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again and made it so it was pleasing to him. And then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah and said, Jeremiah, can I not do to you and to Israel what this potter has done? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hands, saith the Lord. That was Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1 through 6. The New Testament scripture is found in Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. And it reads as thus, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, But be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Now, just for a moment, again, that was Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. In verse 1, we're going to exchange the word bodies with emotions. You must have your emotions under control. Presented a living sacrifice unto God. Control your emotions. They are not to lead you. Reason is to lead you. The Spirit of the living God is to lead you and guide you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we bless the name of the Lord. May God add a blessing to the quoting and the paraphrasing of his word. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And right now, we're going to get ourselves together to do Holy Communion. And again, this is the meal that heals. And so I'm going to play some music. You may want to call that sister who's suffering from cancer, that one that has a tumor, that one that has high blood pressure, diabetes, blood-borne pathogenic disease. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Arthritis, rheumatism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All kinds of maladies. Blind, not able to hear, deaf. Hallelujah. Not able to speak. Any kind of healing that is needed in their lives. Call them on the phone and give them the telephone number and tell them to get the stepping. Dial the number. Get on this call because God is going to perform miracles all over the world as we do Holy Communion. It's the meal that heals. First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 34. Get them on the, get your children around. The children ought to know. Get them around the phone or the computer, wherever you are, listening to this broadcast. Because God wants to do something in your life. He want to rock your world for the good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Like that, I tell you. I know you say, what in the world is he playing? This is classical music. Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, all of those other guys that got long hair. I don't know. They may have. I don't even know the picture. I can't picture them in my mind. But they call it long hair music. But every now and then, we need to change up. We did that. Not out of a desire, but out of a need. But that's all right. Hallelujah. It's good music. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, hopefully that gave all of you a time to call those who need healing in their bodies, minds, and spirit. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. You got them on the line. God bless you. This is the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And this is Bishop E.T. Byrd, your host, and Pastor Peaches is on special assignment, but I expect that any moment now. Hallelujah. But we're going to share right now Holy Communion. And the word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And we're going to do that right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Number one, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verse 24. We thank you, O God, for you are a covenant-keeping God. Psalms 89, verse 34 says, you keep covenant. And what you've said out of your mouth, you're not going to change it. So we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. One of your covenant names is Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We hold no grudges. We release ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Holy Spirit, do your thing right now. Thank you, Lord. So again, your word says to examine ourselves. And we examine ourselves right now. And we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you would bless them and anoint them, that you would sanctify them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption. We have forgiveness of sin through the blood, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God, the Lord, hallelujah, for we're taking communion worthily. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God, you say in your word that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Paraphrase, of course. And Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. Oh, we thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name for your word today. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you, Lord. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, O God. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your healing already. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you said in your word in Luke 4:18 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, O God, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the genital system, the integumentary system, hallelujah, the musculoskeletal system, hallelujah, glory to God, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the hallelujah, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We thank you, Lord, for healing, miraculous healing all over the world right now. How the cancer is being dissolved, tumors falling off right now. High blood pressure coming, hallelujah, coming, hallelujah, glory to God. To normal, hallelujah, glucose levels coming to normal right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, new kidneys, hallelujah, new knees, new hips, hallelujah, new hands, hallelujah, new leg, toes, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, new spleen, new pancreas, hallelujah, hallelujah, new gallbladder, new liver, new heart, new lungs, hallelujah. And then unstopped, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you can hear now, hallelujah. Say hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, blinded eyes are opening right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those that couldn't talk now can talk. Say Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, wave your hand in the air and wave it like you just don't care. And if you love the Lord like I do, say, oh, yeah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah. Healing, hallelujah, is the bread of your children. Your word said so. And Matthew 15:26, hallelujah, glory to God. 1 John 3:1-2. Galatians 3:26, hallelujah. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, brings to naught, nullifies, brings to nil, makes a noise that utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah that is right, we call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families right now. Fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a noise, brings to nil, makes, hallelujah, discombobulates, eradicates, decimates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Led to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Led to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And hallelujah. And now, hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to say and speak and quote our daily family confession. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl, families, and extended families. From Portland, Oregon, to Tarboro, North Carolina, to Los Angeles, California, to Hong Kong, China. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our extended families. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're great. We're beautiful. We're powerful. We're hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord Jesus, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 At this time, I want to allow, not just allow, to present and introduce to others, none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peachesbury. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Even if there are Christmas lights outside, it's a season season of blessing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So therefore, Jesus is the reason for the season of blessing. Hallelujah. From January to December, Jesus is the reason for the season, whatever the season is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus brought
the
season.
The summer fall.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is, he says, awesome. He is beyond words. If I had 10,000 tongues, I wouldn't have enough tongues to praise him for all that he's done and all that he's doing and all that he's going to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is just an awesome God, and we serve an awesome God. He is working on your situation before you even know you got a situation. He's bringing to you what you need before you even know that you need it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And who wouldn't serve a God like that? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for bringing us through this day up to this point in time. Thank you for supplying our every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you.
Is just so good.
Hallelujah.
Protect us from danger seen and unseen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's the kind of daddy we serve. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's going to direct you in another path because he knows there's something down a certain street.
Yeah.
And everyone, you wonder like, well, oh, I missed my turn off. No, you didn't. You know, you didn't miss it. Yes, you did miss it, but you really didn't miss it. What you missed was the trouble that was down there. The Lord just allows your mind to go somewhere else so that he can direct you somewhere else.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Be blessed in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You're just going to meditate on the Lord just a little bit. Y'all will be shaking it and it will shake it a little bit. Where are you going to go? He's a little bit shot out of the Lord. He's a little bit shot out of the Lord. Eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh between heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On Sunday, we started a message. It's part one. We're going to continue with that today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, right and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, to ride into with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit today, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for giving back 30, 60, and 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increasing blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Satan, we said, you notice now that you already defeated and you're bound in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, O God. And we extend them to every man, woman, boy, girl under the sound of my voice right now. Every family represented right now, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. From Europe and Asia and Africa and the Pacific Islands and Canada and North America, South America, Central America. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Australia and New Zealand, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Antarctica and the Arctic, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every man, woman, boy, or girl, hallelujah. We decree and declare your blessings and your anointing, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you would turn with me, hallelujah, glory to God, to Psalms 30, verses 1 through 5. Hallelujah. Psalms 30, verse 1 through 5, and we're going to read that right now. Psalms chapter 30, 30 numbers of Psalms, chapter 1, chapter 30, excuse me, verses 1 through 5. I'm going to get it right. 30 number of Psalms, hallelujah, verse 1 through 5. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up.
Hallelujah.
And hast not made my foes to rejoice over me.
Hallelujah.
O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me.
Yes.
O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave.
Hallelujah.
Thou hast kept me alive.
Yes.
That I should not go down to the pit.
Hallelujah.
Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his.
Yes.
And give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Hallelujah.
For his anger endureth but a moment.
Hallelujah.
In his favor is life.
Mm-hmm.
Weeping may endure for a night.
Mm.
But joy cometh in the morning.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just for a little while. Part two. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, tell somebody. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. Tell somebody else. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. Darling, tell somebody. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Angie, tell somebody. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Stephanie, tell somebody. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Go to hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians chapter 6. We're going to start with the 7th verse. I need to let you know, number one, this is part two. We started part one on Sunday. Now, our quest, our effort, sure, our job is to make it through the night. Glory to God. Because it's said in His Word that if we can make it through the night, we're going to have joy in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And hallelujah. Glory to God. When you get to that scripture, I want you to say amen. Amen. I want you to read 7, 8, and I think 9 and 10. Go ahead.
Galatians 6.
Galatians chapter 6, verses 7.
Be not deceived.
Mm-hmm.
God is not mocked.
Mm-hmm.
For whatsoever man soweth,
yeah,
that shall he also reap.
All right.
For he that soweth to his flesh,
mm-hmm,
shall of the flesh reap corruption.
Okay.
But he that soweth to the Spirit,
come on now,
shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Come on now.
And let us not be weary in well doing.
Mm-hmm.
For in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got news for you. You got to, in the night season, when it's dark and you can't see your garden, you can't see everything that you need to see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to step out on faith during the darkness of the night. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when it's dark, you might start to cry a little bit. Because stuff happens to you. You know, darkness comes along in life because life happens to you. The good, the bad, and the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. A lot of times we lose a lot loved ones this time of year from September through December 31st. Statisticians say that more people die during that period of time than any other period in the year. So we understand depression and upsetness and grief and all that that's going on in the land because of doctors. But I got news for you. Jesus, if you can make it through the night,
hallelujah,
you're going to go into God.
Hallelujah.
You're going to be all right.
Amen.
Because joy,
joy
cometh in the morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we read this scripture, I think it was verse 9, 6 and 9, says, be not weary and
well
doing. Because in due season, you'll reap if you don't faint. Due season is morning time.
Hallelujah.
Due season is morning time. That's harvest time.
Hallelujah.
All the seeds that you've been planting during your night season, you're going to get the harvest. There was a man sent by God. His name was Thomas. Hallelujah. This Thomas, so much in the history of the world that they named a trophy after him. Thomas was his middle name. His name was Vince Thomas Lombardi. He was born June 11, 1913, and he went on to be with the Lord in 1870. At what was significant about him was that he led the Green Bay Packers to 5 world championships. But more significant was what he said, and several sources said that he said this: winners never quit, and quitters never win. Be not weary and well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you don't quit, if you don't quit, if you don't faint. Number one, this is just an overview. Don't quit. I know stuff looks troublesome to you. I know the darkness grows darkness to people, and darkness all over the place. But that's why God said in his word, Psalms 119, verse 105 says, his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. You got to, when it's dark, I mean, you know, a lot of folks, you know, when things are going good, you know, it's all right, you know, they don't do that. But when it's dark, that's when they start calling on the Lord, and that's all right. I understand that. I mean, that's human nature. When your back is against the wall, when trouble seems to come to you from the north, east, south, and west, when trouble is rocking your home, when you're being attacked in your body, I want you to know, hallelujah, that you can stand on the word of God, because it's a rock unto your feet. It's a rock. It's a rock. You stand on it because the word of God. What are you looking? Revelation says, hallelujah, glory to God, that one of the names of Jesus is the word of God. See, look here. The Bible is the living word of God. Rhema is the spoken word of God. Jesus is the living word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God. So, hallelujah, it's important that you don't faint. Vince said, quitters never win, and winners never quit. You're going to win. You know why you're going to win? Because you know the first word in the Bible, and you know the last word in the Bible. The first word is in. The last word is amen. It is so. Glory to God. You a winner.
Hallelujah.
There are four things that you must need do and understand in order to make it through the night. You tell somebody, I got to make it through the night.
I'm going to make it through the night.
Yes, you're going to make it through the night.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm going to help you make it through the night.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what you got to say. You got to talk that talk.
Amen.
The first thing is that you got to have faith in God.
Glory.
And in the finished work of his son Jesus. What's that scripture? Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's that next scripture there? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hebrews 11:6.
Hallelujah. Okay. I got it here. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11:1.
Hallelujah.
And then verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I can say that another way. Without faith, it's impossible to make it through the night.
Hallelujah.
But he that cometh to God must first believe that he is,
amen,
and that he is a rewarder. He's going to take you through the night.
Amen.
If you diligently seek him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have faith in God and faith in his son.
Hallelujah.
The finished work of Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Number two, it's found in Matthew 7:7. That scripture talks about, in fact, if you and you get to that scripture, say amen. Matthew 7.
Amen.
My goodness. Speedy Gonzalez. Hallelujah. Read that to us.
And it shall be given you.
Uh-huh.
Seek and ye shall find.
Uh-huh.
Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone that thieveth.
Uh-huh.
And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
It is important for you to understand what this is saying and what God is saying to you. While you're in the dark season, that night, and there's some weeping going on, you need faith extenders along the way. So you expect God to give you faith extenders. What are faith extenders? There are things that extend your faith, that make you, that build you up, that lift you up, that make you say, oh, I'm going to hold on just a little while longer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you say, well, how do I get these faith extenders? Well, we just read it. Matthew 7:7. You ask. What you ask, you're going to receive. You seek, you're going to find. You knock, and the door going to be open to you. You got to expect the faith extenders in your life. Now, I know the trouble on every hand sometimes. Sometimes you need a lawyer in a courtroom and a doctor in a sick room, but you got a faith extender. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah, who is the best faith extender that ever lived and died and rose again? Gave you a hint. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your faith extender. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Then, hallelujah, glory to God. That's two. Because, again, I'm telling you how to make it through the night. Because joy comes in the morning. See, you ain't going to have to worry about joy. Because you're happy. I mean, look here. You've been struggling over bills and making ends meet. There's more month at the end of the money. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then somebody knocks on your door and says, here's a cashier's check for $2 million. Guess what it is? It's morning time. Joy that came in the morning. Hallelujah. You pay all your bills and somebody else's. Glory to God. And then everybody else's. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In morning time. Hallelujah. But you see, wait a minute here. You got to understand, glory to God. Go to Romans 10, verses 13 and 14, I think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is important for some of you folk that haven't been to church in a while. And you know you need a faith extender because trouble done been, you know, you've been singing them sad songs. Nobody knows the trouble I see. And you've been singing gloom, despair, and agony on me. You've been singing all those sad songs. And you haven't gotten yourself to church. I don't care if it's just on the phone. Get yourself together with the people of God so you can get a faith extender. When you get there, say amen. Go read.
But whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Come on.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Uh-huh.
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard it?
Uh-huh.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Come on now. Did you hear that? Hearken. You say, well, I can serve God at home, and you got trouble knocking on your door. Your water bill, $2,000. Come on now. Somebody feel me right now. Your gas and electric is $1,000. Somebody feel me right now. You 3 months behind on your rent or your mortgage. Somebody feel me right now. And you wondering, what am I going to do? Well, you got to do what you got to do. You got to get a faith extender. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. But you got to go get some faith. Hallelujah. Get a faith extender. And how do you get it? Come on now. And say, you can't do it without the preacher. It's the family not to assemble yourselves together. We done assembled ourselves together. Yeah, we on the phone. That's all right. You can say amen. Oh, go. I can't hear you. Say amen louder. All right. Glory to God. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith extended. Hallelujah. That's the third one. Hallelujah. The preacher getting together with the saints of God.
Hallelujah.
The fourth one. Hallelujah. Revelation 12:11. Read what that says. We'll get to that. When you get there, say amen. Romans 12:11. Because we need to get you to Revelation. What did I say? I'm sorry. Revelation 12:11. I'm sorry. Revelation 12:11.
Amen.
Glory to God. My goodness. All right. Go ahead and read that.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
Guess what? They overcame him. Him, they're talking about the evil one, the devil, Mephistopheles, Beelzebub, Satan, the devil, the Clufford, cross-eyed devil. And see, overcome him and all the stuff that he tried to put on you, because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what John 10:10 said. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I'm going to give you faith extenders so you can make it through the night, because when the morning comes, you don't have to worry about it. Because guess what's coming in the morning?
Joy.
Guess what's coming in the morning?
Joy.
Guess what's coming in the morning?
Joy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, the bocha kid and the bocha. Hey, the bocha. Again, have faith in God and in the finished works of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ask, seek, and knock. Hallelujah. You get, go get it yourself. Expect a faith extender. You need a faith extender to make it through the night. Number three, hallelujah. Glory to God. Fail not to assemble yourself together. Get on this service. If you can't find the service, hallelujah. I got one for you every Wednesday at 7, every Sunday at 10. God, tell somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's not my church. That's all right. We'll hold down the fort until you get back in your church. That's all right. Hallelujah. But you still send your tithes to your church. Hallelujah. But you can sow in our ministry because it's good seed. Hallelujah. This is good ground. Hallelujah. Bless God. But last but not least, we overcome the enemy and all of his stuff by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. You hear a testimony. Somebody done been through what you're going through right now. And they tell you how they got over. My soul looked back and wondered how I got over. But the important thing is I got over.
Yes, yes.
I got over. My soul. Yes, yes. I need somebody to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to make it through tonight. You got to do what Vince told you to do. He said, winners don't quit. And quitters don't win. You don't quit. Hallelujah. I think he got that from God. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:9. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you will reap if you don't faint. Don't quit.
Hallelujah.
Don't give up. Don't stop. Don't glory to God. Don't slack up. Just keep on doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're following the steps of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're standing on the word. You're standing on the promises of God. 7,000. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is it? 7,487 promises in the Bible. Hallelujah. You're standing on every last one of them because you got the key. Hallelujah. There's a master key. You know what the master key is? Jesus Christ and his
hallelujah.
Blood. That's the master key. Oh, Yanaba. You can make it through the night, baby. I know you're trembling. I know you get cold sometimes.
Hallelujah.
I know your bones ache. I know, glory to God. Sometimes your nose starts bleeding by itself. I know that you can hardly stand up. I know that the doctor gave you a bad report. I know that it looked dark, but I've got news for you. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. And God said, I've got morning for you. Hallelujah. He said, I, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. with your stripes, with his stripes, you're healed. Hallelujah. He said, with your stripes, his stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. I don't know what time it is. What time is it, Pastor Peter?
Hallelujah.
23 and. Oh, well, bless God. Hallelujah. You got to make it through the night. Hallelujah. You can make it through the night. You're going to make it, baby. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That faith extender. Just go ahead and ask the Lord, give me a faith extender today. Give me a faith extender right now. And somebody's going to pick up the phone and say, hello, precious. How you doing today? I just want to let you know that God loves you.
Yeah.
And I love you too. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody else is going to call you and say, hello, Hallelujah. I just want to read our daily bread to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you need the food of heaven, hallelujah, to make it through the night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then when you get to the morning time, you can say, hallelujah, arise and shine, for the light is coming. The glory of the Lord has risen upon me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can start the stepping. You can start shouting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can go to Psalms 150. And in fact, go to Psalms 150. We done skipped all over the place. I said, I don't mind doing this, you know, because I love the word of God. Don't you?
Hallelujah.
Or say amen a little loud.
Hallelujah.
Don't you love the word of God? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Read that for me. I think, I don't know how many scriptures in there. It's not too many.
No,
six verses in there. Okay, read. And read loud, too. Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise God in his sanctuary.
Yeah.
Praise him in the firmament of his power.
Yes.
Praise him for his mighty acts.
Yes.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Hallelujah.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet.
Yes.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Yes.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance.
Yes. We shall cut a little bit.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs.
Yes.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals.
Yes.
Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals.
Yes.
Let everything that has breath
praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You know what? As she was reading that, Orion came into office where we are doing this service. Orion is our cat. And I believe he wanted to join us. Hallelujah. Now it says something about everything.
Everything that has breath.
Everything that has breath. Brian, do you have breath? He said, yes. Okay. Well, he didn't say it, but I'm speaking for him. Hallelujah. Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? God wants you to make it through the night. If you can hold on, hallelujah, glory to God. Just hold on a little while longer, because nothing can separate you from the love of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Romans 8:35-39. Get that, y'all. You don't have to get it, but y'all go get it. Hallelujah. Write it down. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate you. So you're going through. Yes, you're going through. Hallelujah. Life is an oven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't done yet. Hallelujah. Until you finish cooking. But when you cook, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, you're going to come out pure gold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That don't make sense, but it's all right with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to be on fire for the Lord. Because in the morning time, hallelujah, joy, hallelujah, weeping may endure for a night. But
joy is going to come in the morning.
I said weeping may.
Weeping may.
Endure for a night.
Endure.
Hold your little watch.
For a night.
But joy.
But the joy.
But joy.
Joy is going to come in the morning.
Hallelujah. Oh, I think, you know what? See, when morning comes, you know what they're going to give you to? They may give you a Lombardi trophy because you didn't quit. Hallelujah. You won. Ah, you win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Second, hallelujah. Corinthians 2:14 says he always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. We are winners in Christ if we don't quit, if we don't faint. Faith extenders will take you through the night. This is part two. Hallelujah. We can deal with another message on Sunday, but I think I'm through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, now hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Every man, woman, boy, or girl that heard this message, Lord, we thank you for the tangible manifestation of your in their lives. Right now, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial faith extenders coming from the north, east, south, and west. In Jesus' name. No protection. I decree and declare to you pastors and you elders and you ministers and you leaders and your sisters and brothers that people will begin to give into your bosom. Come from nowhere. They will come and show you this. People will come up to you and give you a Holy Ghost handshake. Now, you talk to somebody else. Brother Raymond, you talk to somebody else and ask them what a Holy Ghost handshake is. They'll tell you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor Maxine and Pastor Theodis Lee, they can tell you what a Holy Ghost handshake is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless God. I'm going to leave it alone. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
I'm giving it all to you. There's some folk out there that maybe don't know Christ as their personal Savior. They need to ask God to forgive them of all their sins. You go forth, then.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the opportunity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Repeat this prayer behind me.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. And I ask you to come into my heart. Wash me white as snow. Hallelujah. I believe you died, you rose, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Make an intercession for me. And I thank you, Lord God, because I said that prayer. I'm now a child of God. I'm now a child of yours, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if you want to even call us and share your testimony, dial 410-444-5152, or you can send it to the Powder's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Thank you.
Praise God. And if you need that number again, 410-444-5152. And that post office box again is
24554. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214.
God bless you. Love all of you, every last one of you. All 2,000 of you that's listening to this right
Hallelujah.
Now.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Love you. I tell you, glory to God. I just thank y'all for the sowing that y'all have done, the prayers that you sent out. All the glory to God just to be on the call. I just thank God for you. We bless God for you right now.
Thank you.
We
Jesus.
Thank God. We
thank you,
we love you and we pray God's blessings over you and your entire family. In fact, your entire household. Hallelujah. We bless the cat and the dog too. Everybody in your household. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Be blessed. And again, Sunday, hallelujah, call the same number, 515-602-9787 at 3 p.m. We're going to have another message for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you can make it through the night.
Thank you.
Because weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center's Wednesday International Victory Service. Our church is where the broken are made whole by God. We thank you for tuning in and being a blessing to us. We bless all of you. and special blessings to all of you and to your family. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.